Well, good morning.
That's what I want to do to a gas pump. I want to drag it out to a field and start curb stomping it. Slamming it with a baseball bat.
That's how I feel. Take the handle of the baseball bat, the butt end, and just
jamming it into that pump.
See, I think a lot of us want to do that. Anyway, good morning, everybody. Welcome to it, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter. Let's get to your 6 a.m. WTF for the day. This one involves human heads, huh?
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
The eight heads in a duffel bag, like that movie?
Classic movie. What is that? Pesci and...
And
Schwimmer, right?
Schwimmer. David Schwimmer. Yeah, I think you're right.
Oh, that's a throwback movie. Not quite a duffel bag, but not far off. Someone broke into a transport truck in Denver and swiped a container full of human heads. The heads were destined for medical research. Maybe the thief didn't have time to read the giant label on the box that said...
So he didn't know?
Yeah, he didn't know.
He stole it for reasons.
No,
you know?
But here's the thing, though. The box said human specimen and was labeled clearly that there's body parts. But I guess if you see human specimen, you wouldn't automatically think there's heads in there.
Somebody got a surprise when they opened up that box. I wonder what could this be? Cash? Could this be gold? Maybe.
It's in a big armored truck. I bet you we're probably rich. You know? We probably hit the mother load. And then you open it up, and there's just eyes staring up at you. Oh, you got
a bunch of eyes staring back at
you. There's heads in this box. Yeah, that would maybe that would make you rethink your life of crime if you open up a box that you thought had like goods in there, and instead it's just a bunch of severed heads.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever seen a dead head not attached to a body. You know.
I don't know if I want to see that. Like, I think so imagine you just happen upon a human body. Not that that's a great thing. Like, you don't want to...
Say, like the Stand By Me moment.
Exactly. You guys want to see a dead body? You could see a body. Like, that's normal. Like, you've seen bodies before. Now, I know this one's dead.
And visitations.
Yeah, all right. So you've seen a body. But if you just see a head or, endo facto, just the body with no head... That might throw you off a little bit because you're like, oh, my God.
I don't think I'm sleeping that night or probably the next week, dude.
What would be, I think, the easiest human body part to walk up on where you'd be like, all right, I'm okay. Maybe a hand or a foot, right?
A hand or a foot? I was going to say like...
A finger?
Like an ear.
Yeah.
Like Tyson's around here
somewhere.
That's
a good answer. Like if you just saw a human ear laying on the ground, you'd have questions, but you'd be like, ah, it's okay. It's an ear. Yeah, ear.
I mean, there's no good human part to just walk up onto, you know?
It's true. But a full head.
Like a scalp. Oh, my God. Where's the Indian?
It's the weirdest thing. I was walking on a trail, and I came across a booty hole. This is we just land there. No human attached to it.
It's the end of a hot dog.
It's just a booty. Mistake. Oh, my bad. Oh, it was a balloon. It was the end of a balloon. That balloon must have popped right there. No, I thought it was a human booty hole.
Balloon.
Thought it was a human booty hole lying there on the ground, and then I realized that it was just...
What did it fall off?
It was one of those what is that? That human combustion, that random human combustion thing, right? The only thing that was left was the booty hole. It got blown out.
Just imploded right into the booty hole. It's so stupid.
Is that a piece of gum? Oh, no, it's a booty hole.
Oh, is that a big league? No.
Ah! Oh, man.
Kick it.
Bounced off the tree. All right, there you go. That is your 6 a.m. WTF.
Just poke it with a stick? Is that what you...
Just a little air left in that booty. Oh, my God. All right, that is your 6 a.m. WTF of the day. We'll be back.